Hello and welcome to PCB Chat. I'm your host, Mike Buto. Today's podcast is sponsored by PCB West, the world's leading trade show for printed circuit design engineering. Coming to the Silicon Valley in September, visit the website at PCBWest.com for more information on this year's show. Bright Machines may be the largest industry supplier you've never heard of. It is a developer of smart automation tools, both hardware and software, for electronics manufacturing. It was founded a year ago by former executives from Autodesk and Flex. Last fall, it announced a funding round raised some $179 million in new venture capital, and it currently employs about 350 workers around the world. Today, we are pleased to welcome Josh Ewing, who is Head of Strategy and Corporate Development at Bright Machines. Josh, welcome to PCB Chat.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you. Thank you.
So, Josh, let's get right into it. You call yourselves purveyors of smart automation. How do you define that?
In its most basic form, I think when you look at what smart manufacturing is, it's really bringing the digital environment into the factory so that at the end of the day, you can better optimize the factory experience. Now, if we look at what our vision is, it's really to transform the manufacturing industry by delivering intelligent, software-defined manufacturing. And what we mean by that is, as we look to realize this vision, it means that basically we're enabling new products and products to be deployed to production lines in days rather than months. Production equipment is fully utilized regardless of what the product mix is or the volumes that are being produced. Yields are increased with closed loop quality analytics. Products or design changes are deployed a dozen times a day without downtime for retooling. And at the end of the day, when demand increases, additional production can be brought online within minutes, where software really accommodates site-specific differences in production equipment. So all of this is happening because of software, this software-defined approach, which is being applied to other industries, but up to this point has been applied to manufacturing workflows and factories. And it's really about digitizing the factory environments with software.
So many OEMs would talk about how they've been applying software for years to help optimize equipment utilization and capacity and material flows. Where does Bright Machines fit into that equation?
You know, it's true. So, you know, whether you're in a EMS factory line or an automotive factory line, there is automation in those environments. But essentially what's happening is that you take a line, you build it out, and to automate it, you have to program each individual machine separately to get to that experience. And that will take you a long time to do that, days, months to do that. But what if you can actually look at that factory line as a system and then automate that system in one go? And so then it becomes much more flexible. It becomes much more responsive. You're able to scale up, scale down as you change the product mix. The factory line is able to react to that more quickly so that you can really enable, you know, what we call automate the automation, which is not what has been happening historically.
Does your value proposition include use of robots or other hardware to implement changes?
Yes. Yeah, it does. So we're both a software and a hardware company. On the hardware side, what we build are these robotic cells. We call them Bright robotic cells, because they're really differentiated from the robotic cells that you might see on the line today that are not from Bright Machines. So the way that we're differentiating is by introducing an intelligent configuration layer that's tied to our software-defined manufacturing platform. Our flexible systems, they enable manufacturers to create their ideal assembly and inspection microfactory that can be quickly and easily reconfigured and able to adaptively calibrate to different tasks. And this is all driven by computer vision and machine learning. Once you're able to enable that, then the digital twin then becomes truly useful by feeding directly into the production process without manual intervention. And, you know, what's interesting today is that machine learning is a term that we're all have become accustomed to hearing over the last couple of years. But there have been some real developments in machine learning the last couple of years, even the last couple of months, that's really enabling this software-defined manufacturing approach. What happens is that the vision systems can become much more powerful and intelligent, which then enables you to build a truly adaptive robotic experience which then feeds into the digital twin, as I mentioned. And then you can have a truly flexible configuration management perspective. That is essentially the hardware that we have, is these bright robotic cells. And when we build out autonomous factory lines for our customers, at the core of these lines are the robotic cells. But then we also work with our third-party partners, many of the machine builders that you would see on the lines today. We're working with them to bring their pieces and components onto the line as well. And it's all connected via our software platform.
And are the robots that you're using developed in-house, or are they off the shelf and then customized by Bright Machines?
We actually don't manufacture the robotic arms themselves. We work with the top shelf vendors that you would have out there. You know, for instance, Fanuc is a partner of ours. We have other partners, but we want to, you know, really kind of use the industrial grade top shelf robotic companies as partners. And we do.
Could you give me an example of how this plays out on the SMT or the electronics factory floor? For instance, could you provide an example of a real world problem that you've solved?
Sure. Yeah. So to be specific, what we are focused on today is the assembly and inspection piece of the electronics factory. And so if you look at the SMT line, it's already highly automated. But when you look at automating the electronics factory holistically, the last frontier for automation really is the assembly and inspection piece. And so that's the piece that we're looking at. Now, there are some instances where you'll see that the assembly and inspection piece is automated, but that tends to be where upwards of 1 million units are produced. And it's not necessarily a high mix, low volume environment. And it's very inflexible. But if you want to tackle the AMS market where it's high mix, low volume, to automate that, you need to take our software-defined approach. That is the area that we're focused on. And so you don't necessarily need to have high volumes of the item that you're going to assemble and inspect. Because of the way that we're building these flexible lines, the ability to automate the automation, you can quickly enable the automation experience for these low volume production runs. Our customers currently are using our systems for that problem.
And a moment ago, you mentioned the analytics. So what exactly do you track?
The things that we track would be whether things are coming in according to the way that they're programmed in terms of volume, placement of the items. With the vision systems, we're able to kind of adapt if they're not coming in as originally designed. We are programming how optimally the lines are being ran, what the downtime is, what the yields are, what areas within that might enable us to actually improve the yields and productivity of those lines. We're also looking at how the machines are communicating with each other and working with each other, and whether they can be improved upon. Those are just some examples. There's other things that we're beginning to look at, but can't necessarily talk about today.
Is every solution custom built, or do you have anything that would be considered almost like off the shelf?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if you look at our cells, they are interchangeable theoretically. So they, you know, they perform tasks like screwing, welding, gluing, etching, things like that. And they're essentially interchangeable from each other. But to have a fully software-defined manufacturing approach to this, typically what we do when we work with our clients is that we'll build out a touchless line with them. And so there is some customization there, particularly when we look at the types of things that they want to assemble and the type of vendors they want to bring in to these lines along with us. And so we do have to have some customization to ensure a better experience for the client. But if you look at our Bright robotic cells, they themselves don't need a lot of customization. They're basically interchangeable from one to the other, which is kind of the beautiful thing, because, you know, in a traditional factory line today, you have machines A through Z. And if a machine in the middle of that line goes down, that whole line goes down, and it's been like that forever. And it shouldn't be. The way that we address that is that because the machines are interchangeable, if one machine goes down, you can reroute that task to another machine and the line continues to operate while that downed machine is being repaired or replaced.
Could you talk a little bit about what your support team looks like? I know I've met some of the hardware folks, and so I know that you have applications engineers that are in various countries around the world, but maybe you could go into a little bit of detail about that.
The beautiful thing of, you know, how the company was created is that 300 experts came over from Flex. And these people, they all have deep experience in manufacturing and electronics, in hardware. A lot of these guys are field operations folks. They're production engineers, process engineers. And so we do have a very talented support team, not just from the hardware and electronics factory perspective, but from the software side as well. The folks who we've really have brought over since the spin out from Flex is people in the software world. People come from Autodesk, Amazon, Microsoft, Google. You know, all these people have that software expertise with deep experience, not just in software, but also vision, machine learning, cloud computing. You know, these things that we need, these capabilities that we need to have to combine with the hardware and the manufacturing experience to provide the solution.
Josh, you've mentioned the initial relationship with Flex. Has that partnership continued? Do they continue to be investor in Bright Machines?
Yeah, so the relationship absolutely does continue to exist. You know, we see them as a close partner today. They're a minority shareholder in Bright Machines, along with other investors and the employees. They do sit on the board along with other folks. Carl Bass, who's the former CEO of Autodesk, he's on our board. We have a member from Seagate. Our lead investor from Eclipse is on our board, as well as a few others. Coming back to the Flex relationship, you know, from our perspective, it's very positive. They were a very strong advocate of us when this was spun out from the company. They're a customer of ours as well, which from our perspective is great because we have our technology on their factory lines around the world, which is, you know, what we see as somewhat of a laboratory experience. And so we really have that closed loop environment where we're able to have our machines and our technology deployed on their lines, get immediate feedback, and then feed that back into developing stronger technology. So overall, the relationship from our side, and I think from their side as well, is very positive. And we hope it continues to get stronger going forward.
I know there's a number of former Autodesk executives that are with Bright Machines. And Josh, I know your background includes experience with several software companies, including Autodesk and Synopsys.
Yes.
How did you get started with Bright Machines?
You know, if I just look at my experience for over 20 years, I've been in this space of electronics, manufacturing, design, software. My most recent position was at Autodesk, running corporate development for the manufacturing business there, as well as a couple other businesses. And prior to that, when I was at Synopsys, I was part of the corporate development team as well. And so for the last 15 years, I've worked with startups and felt that I developed a pretty strong eye in terms of what type of private company you might want to invest in and join. Also working with so many private ventures for so long, I started to get somewhat of an appetite and a hunger for joining a private venture at some point. And if I look at this company, it's really in a strong position as in terms of private venture. It's something that was incubated within Flex, a very large company with very deep experience in manufacturing, electronics and hardware for over 4 years. They invested a lot of resources into making this a success. They developed a product IP and patents during that time. And so, and when they spun it out, they aligned with a very strong venture capital partner to raise capital and turn this into a private equity. And so, or a private venture rather. And so when Bright Machines hit the ground as a private venture, they had 300 employees at the time with deep experience in electronics, hardware, and manufacturing. They had patents. They had best practices established. They had a very strong customer in Flex, and they had revenue. And since that time, the company has been very diligent in bringing software expertise into the venture to combine that with what came from Flex. And so it's an extremely strong mix. And so for me personally, as I was looking, or at least keeping an open mind to joining a private venture at some point, it was really a no-brainer. It certainly helps that if we look at the leadership team, many of them came from Autodesk, who I worked with for over 7 years. That certainly helps. But it's just one ingredient of the entire recipe of what's happening with these guys. The other thing is that you look at this private venture, there's a lot of smart people that are part of this, but the leadership team, they're not just smart, but they have decades of experience. And then again, that's not something that you find in your typical startup. So for me, it was a no-brainer to join.
Does Bright Machine have any specific corporate goals for the next 1 to 2 years that you can share with us?
We do. We can't necessarily disclose what those goals are. It's around revenue growth. It's around realizing our intelligent software-defined manufacturing platform and bringing that to more customers. But we can't advise on what our specific goals are now.
Josh, and for folks who want to learn more information about Bright Machines, where do you suggest they turn?
If you want to learn more, go to brightmachines.com. We have plenty of information there, and we'd love to hear from anyone who's interested in engaging with us.
And I know Bright Machines also set up a blog.
Yes. Yeah. In our blog, it provides insight into how we see that we're going to realize our vision. It also talks about the grand vision of the company and why our vision is so important today and the industries that we serve and why now is kind of one of those opportune times where our vision can actually be realized.
Josh, what are some of the industries that you're targeting?
We're actually pretty focused with respect to the industries that we target. We target electronics for automotive. And then the three C's, consumer electronics, communications, and computer electronics. Now, coming to these industries, we think that the biggest opportunity really lies with electronics for automotive, because that's a massively growing market today, being driven by AV and EV technologies. And so when you look at a fully autonomous and electric vehicle today, it probably resembles your microwave or your cell phone more than it does a combustible engine driven vehicle from a couple of years ago. You go from a vehicle that maybe had 4 or 5 microchips to over 150 microchips. And so these truly become electronics in a box. And so there's a massive need to automate electronics manufacturing for the automotive industry. And so that's what we target. Or that's where we're putting a lot of energy. But of course, the three C's continues to be a growing market for us as well.
Those industries all share in common that they are low mix, higher volume. Is that something that Bright Machines is interested in? Or you know, does that play well to your particular expertise?
To really get the true value of our software-defined manufacturing approach, the things that you're looking for is flexibility in developing factory lines and to be able to automate the automation so that you can really reconfigure these lines as one system as opposed to each individual machine. If you're going to have low mix, high volume, it would be very beneficial as well. But when you look at a typical EMS factory, the reason the humans are placed on the assembly and inspection line is because it's, you know, traditionally it's been faster to reprogram the humans than the machines, because you got to reprogram each machine individually. But with our system, you're reconfiguring that line in one go. And so you're able to enable high mix, low volume. So it's really our sweet spot. You know, for example, within an EMS factory, like they're doing high mix, low volume because they have a ton of different products that they need to assemble and inspect all in the same lines. If you look at automotive traditionally, it has been low mix, high volume, but for electronics, it's kind of a different story because there are so many different electrical systems and electrical components that they now need to produce for those cars that they don't want to have to build a line for each of those components. They want to be able to use one line for multiple components before they go into final assembly. And so assembling these electronic components is something where they actually do end up implementing this whole theory of high mix, low volume.
Josh, when someone says bright machines, what do you want them to think of?
Intelligent software defines manufacturing.
Okay. I want to thank our guest, Josh Ewing of Bright Machines. Listeners can learn more at brightmachines.com. And a reminder that today's podcast has been sponsored by PCB West, the world's leading trade show for printed circuit design engineering, coming this September to the Silicon Valley. Learn more at PCBWest.com. This has been Mike Buteau for PCB Chat. Have a nice day.